message. Ready, Raj? Here we go. All righty. Talk about the Holy Spirit. And again, to me, it's natural after Easter. We talk about the crucifixion. We talk about the resurrection. But I think the next natural thing is to talk about the Holy Spirit. You know, because that's exactly what happened. And not that we'll always do it this way, but this is sort of the way I do it. And I learn something every time. And that's what I want to do is just learn. And I wore this shirt today. It says real on it. Can you say that? One more time? One more time? Real. Holy Spirit didn't come to change us into something that people can't relate to. That's pretty goofy if you ask me, right? Say, Holy Spirit's going to come and nobody's going to listen to you because they're going to think you're a kook. Well, that can't be the right answer. Yes or no? Say, He came to make us real, relatable to other people. Let's talk about it today. Believing is receiving. And quite a message today, so we're going to have to click it along. Here we go. See that apple right there? You know what that apple? That's an eating apple. That apple been eat. Look at him. Look at that apple. Got all the slobber on him. Look at him. That apple's looking in the mirror going, I'm a pretty apple. Because he ain't living in reality. Somebody ate your lunch, son. You gone. You ain't all that no more. Sometimes we think we're all that. Or we got the right answer. Or we got it all down for God. And we're not real. And we wonder why we're not relatable. Why people won't listen to us. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or why we're not fulfilled. Or why something's not right inside of us. Could be you're not real. Let's check it out. And by the way, instead of just coming today and listening to me and, you know, oh, that was good or that was bad or whatever, how about receive today? Believing is receiving. Did you hear me say? You want the Holy Spirit in your life? You want Him to be alive in you? You want to have reality of God in your life? You've got to receive that. But also, you've got to be convicted of your sin. You've got to be convicted Jesus is the only way. Remember last week? So let's talk. Here we go. We're going to fly now, though. Title message, real? Really? You're real? Really? Okay? I don't want anybody doing that to me, do you? You're real? Really? Come on. Let's go with it. The disciples failed. We saw that over the last couple of 3 months. Every one of them forsook Him and fled. They feared for their own life. They floundered when they went back. They went back to fishing instead of going and doing the ministry like they should. They went home to Galilee, ran back to mamas. Remember? Jesus said, don't leave Jerusalem. Well, He finally met back with them on the Mount of Olives. Go ahead. And He said, don't leave Jerusalem. And they followed Him. They didn't follow far. Mount of Olives is only about a 5-minute jog over here. But they followed Him from over here on the Mount of Olives back to Jerusalem. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen? They were filled with the Holy Spirit, just like Jesus said. And here's the thing. The disciples never what? They never looked back. Now, who were these disciples? Well, remember the mom of the two that said, can one sit on the right hand and one sit on the left? Do you remember the disciples when Jesus had children come up to Him, shooed the children off, get away, get away, get away, get away? He said, you better not do that. Let little kids come to me. Do you remember the disciples? They were pains in the rear. They were trouble. The disciples, you remember them, right? They're on the board that night, and it gets a little windy, and they're like, Jesus, help us, please! And He's trying to get some sleep. Do you remember that? Yes or no? Do you remember Peter going, I'll never deny you? He said, yeah, 3 times you're going to deny me. Remember Peter in the garden cutting a guy's ear off? Remember the disciples can't go to Samaria. Jews don't go there. Like Jesus needs all this advice. No, we're going there. People need me there. How about we're going back to Bethany. Can't go there. They want to kill you in Bethany. He said, hush, we're going. Our buddy Lazarus has died. What am I saying? The disciples, they were a mess. But the disciples were okay because they had Jesus. Who isn't okay when Jesus is 4 feet from you? Right? Say. The one who can raise the dead, heal the lame, you know, turn water to wine, pay taxes from a fish's mouth. It's all in the Bible, by the way. They're cool. They're good. They got Jesus. No wonder they were in shock in John 14. He said, I'm going away. Nuh-uh. Remember Peter?
You know, I'm gonna die. No man, that's not gonna happen. You know why? Because they depended on him so much because they didn't have their own faith. Did you hear me or not? They didn't have their own faith. They were not real. They were Jesus followers. They followed Jesus. Put them down. I'm just trying to say there's no reason. I understand totally why they fled. I understand totally why they feared. I understand totally why they failed. They're just like me. I'd have done the same thing. If Jesus is that close, I'm cool, right? Say, amen, say. How many like Jesus live at your house every night? You'd sleep better, wouldn't you, Jesus? Jesus in another room. You can live in Detroit downtown if Jesus is in the other room. Right? Say, sure. So, but they received and had the Holy Spirit come upon them in Acts 2, and they never looked back, and they never walked away again. The disciples, the same guys that were prone to wander, prone to leave the God they loved, like you and me, they never walked away again. Don't you want that? Don't you want to be so solid in your life and real and that you'll never walk away again? Wouldn't you like that? Say, Holy Spirit does that. Let's talk about it. Now, it's not because the disciples' faith in Jesus became easy. No, they were all murdered for their faith in Christ. Martyred. According to historical documents and record, all gave their life for the Lord. So it didn't become easy. It's because their faith in Jesus became what? It became their own. Don't you want your own faith instead of your grandma's? Say, how long's that dog going to hunt? Well, I go to church called grandma. That's right in there. When's it going to be your faith? Say. When's it going to be your prayers? Say. Amen. Say. When's it going to be you talking about your, you know, God gives me and I give to others? I mean, when can it be that in your life instead of talking about how much your family gave? Hello, am I talking to anybody? Come on. Their faith became real. Real because of the power of who? In their lives. I love the story of the disciples. Oh, and by the way, somebody told me recently, you know, there's not a lot written about the disciples after the fact, and there isn't. Since when did Christianity become a book about you? Or Christianity became a book about the disciples? I thought it was about Jesus. Is that who's this about? Say. But so much of the church today, it's about a person. People will get on a bus and drive to Taiwan pert near to hear somebody speak. I'd rather you go across the street and talk to your neighbor. You're listening to me. We follow people. We elevate people. We worship these preachers or whatever. You've lost your mind. Quote me. You're listening to me. Say, we didn't even do that with the disciples. They didn't become famous. They didn't become this, that, or the other. Think about it. Real, man. Real. So many people we elevate, you can't even get to talk to. They don't have a whole lot to do with people anymore. Guys, come on. Let's dial it back. Real. What's the word real mean? And I always use the Bible and Webster's Dictionary when I study. Here it is. Real. What's the word mean? Genuine and authentic. Genuine. Don't you want to be genuine? Instead of the phony? That's the world says to the church today, you're phony. You're full of blank and bull and you fill it in. That's what the world says. And you know what? The world ain't that much wrong. They're asking us to be genuine. They're asking us to be authentic. Relatable. Guess what the Bible, the dictionary says also about real? Here's what it says if you keep reading. Not imaginary or what? I've never heard stuff made up so much as I've heard about the Holy Spirit. And we call it real. But it's imaginary. People make stuff up. I hate to tell you and break the news to you. You're all right today, yes or no? You're like, Gary, you're going crazy. I'm not going crazy. I'm wanting to be what? You can't talk about that. Why shouldn't I talk about it? Is it the truth? Say. Come on. The Holy Spirit's presence made these guys what? Believable. The same crowd that said, crucify Jesus, the same crowd that wanted to kill these guys, that put them in hiding in the first place, the same crowd believed them. What was the difference? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit made these guys believable. Now, did everybody believe? No. The Bible says some mocked them. Some even said they were drunk with wine. Remember it says that? Remember it says that? These guys, they're full of, you know, the sauce. And Peter said, dude, it ain't but 9 a.m. in the morning. We don't drink this early. Amen. This is the Spirit of God. That's come on us to be able to communicate the Word of God and to speak like we're doing. But not everybody believed. But many did believe. Okay, how many believed at that first shot? How many? Over how many got saved? Three what? 1,000. Because they were real. Not only did others believe, this is huge, not only did others believe, they believed. Wouldn't you like to get to the place in your life where you believe that you believe? Say, I believe, I believe. You can go to sleep at night and go, I believe, I believe. Get up in the morning, I believe, I believe. I believe I'm going to have a good day because I believe, I believe. I believe I can do all things through Christ because I believe, I believe. Hello? You can quote Bible verses to the cows come home. But if you don't believe them, they're not for you. You hear, believe, man. Without faith, it's impossible to please me, God says. What pleases God? Seeing you believe. Believing you believe. But now I got to make stuff up to please him. Now, you don't have to make nothing up. He hates that. Would you just do right, man? Come on. They believe themselves. They got it. The disciples got it. I could see them sitting with each other going, he really is who he said he was. Can you believe it? Can you see them late at night spending time together? He really resurrected from the dead. I know. I saw him too. Thomas said, I stuck my hand right in the hole, man. Crazy. He really is at the right hand of God the Father. You know that, don't you guys? Yeah, he's right there right now. Jesus, I know you're hearing us right now. You're making intercession for us. He really did send the Comforter, guys. Can you hear them reminiscing back about Acts 2 and what happened? Or their day's journey and where they've been? And just recounting the day and go, wow. You know, yeah, Peter, you thought you were all that back when. And look at you now, buddy. Look at you now. Look at you now with the Holy Spirit in your life. Guys, what you're doing for me. Isn't that crazy? They got it. They believed, man. We got him. We got him. Keep going. They came to the place in their life where his plan is the plan. Are you there? Where his plan is the plan. What does that mean? All roads don't lead to heaven. All roads lead to hell except one road, Jesus Christ. Are you there? Are you still like, well, people are good, and I'm good, and we good, we'll all get good, and we'll be good, when we get there, we'll all be good. Problem with that, it ain't good. That's a bunch of made-up mess. It's imaginary. They got to the place where his plan is the plan. Are you there? Don't you want to be there in your life where his plan is the plan? Say. I do. They really believed, and they became what? Are you all right? I'm putting you to sleep, ain't I? It's real talk. Oh, my gosh. He's driving us crazy. I just want to be just plastic. I chew gum, not plastic. Okay, unless I ain't got some gum, I'll stick a piece of plastic in my mouth. I'm always running my mouth. When they had Jesus with them, say this with me. Seeing was what? Yeah. See, when the disciples had Jesus, seeing was believing. They had him right there. When he was gone, they didn't see him no more. And they were in a world of hurt. Remember what Jesus said to Thomas after he resurrected Thomas? Because you've seen me, you believe. Blessed are, say it with me, blessed are they that have not and yet have what? Guys, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. I know I'm a little all over the place, but I'm not that far off here. I've never seen anything like it, like the church today. Jesus says, blessed are those who don't see and believe. But so much of the church is busy with, quote, making Holy Spirit stuff up, excuse me, so that people can believe. If they can see this and see this miracle and send me the money and you'll get your miracle. If I just see it, man, I'll believe it. Sorry, it doesn't work like that. Blessed are those who do not see and still believe in me anyway. Yeah, you ought to thank Him for that. Because that's the real world. Are you listening? Boy, that's hard preaching, ain't it? Hey, any of you here got the gift of healing? Have at it today. Go down to Inglewood Hospital and on the way home, go by hospice. I'd appreciate it. You listening or not? I know that's hard preaching, guys. Guys, faith, believing when you cannot see. You ever been in a dark place where you couldn't see squat in your life? Say, let me see your hand. Come on. Clark, I was bad. I was messed up. It was your faith. Tell me if that's the truth. It was your faith that got you out. Can I see your hand? It was my faith. It wasn't my little quick fix or my little miracle. I'm not trying to be ugly, guys, but I am trying to be what? Had lunch, had a dinner the other night with a guy, his kids on our football team. He called me and he was hurting and sort of messed up. The dad, not the player. And he had heard me the week before. He's in the audience here. And he thanked me. Here's a man that's just out in the world. He thanked me. He said, Pastor, thank you. He calls me Coach. He said, Coach, thank you for telling the truth. Because he's in the world and he sees the kooky and the crazy and the wild that we do all in the name of Jesus. Are y'all listening all right? Say. Not trying to hurt you. I'm trying to help you, encourage you. But with truth. The world will thank us if we're what? You believe that or not? Say. You still think the greatest of these is love? Church, you still think love's the greatest? Say. I do. You think love still works? Say. We show love? Sure. Listen to Jesus. He taught on the Holy Spirit. I think He's the authority on the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul spoke quite a bit on the Holy Spirit as well. But it was Jesus who is part of the Godhead. Is that correct? It was Jesus who was here and said, I'm sending the Comforter. Is that correct? So it was Jesus who introduced the Holy Spirit to the world. Is that correct? It is correct. We need to listen to Jesus. And I'm going to just do a real fast read for you. And Roger's going to build the case as I read. What did Jesus say about the Holy Spirit? And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He might abide with you forever. Help me. Keep going. Keep going. Thanks. Just going to keep reading. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not, neither knows Him. But you know Him, for He dwells with you. He shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of who? Of me, Jesus speaking. And ye also shall bear witness, because ye have been with me from the beginning. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you that I go away, for if I don't go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send Him unto you. And when He is come, He will reprove the world of sin. This is our last week's message. Of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. And we saw three things. I want to say those real quick. Last week's message. What's the Holy Spirit's work? According to Jesus, the Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us we've all sinned. The Holy Spirit convicts or convinces us that Jesus Christ is the only way to God the Father. And number three, the Holy Spirit convicts and convinces us, say this last one with me, that the devil has been defeated. I had somebody last week, I don't know if I said this already, forgive me, but I had somebody last week come to see me and said, Pastor, are you saying that, it almost, the question was like, do I not believe the devil exists anymore? Well, no, of course the devil exists. He's having a heyday today. It's insane, right? Yes? Well, what does that mean if you say he's been defeated? He's been defeated in my life. I am a child of the living God. He has no hold on me. He will never judge me. He's been judged. He ain't my daddy no more. It's for me to know that. The Holy Spirit helps me know that and bring that to my remembrance. That he's full of bull. I said to the first audience this morning, hey, you go toe-to-toe with the devil. You want to cuss? Cuss at him, okay? He deserves it. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Say. He's been judged in your life if you're a believer in Jesus Christ. Regardless of what you've been taught, the Holy Spirit will never leave you. He ain't like us. He's faithful. Amen? Say. And when Jesus writes your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life, it's because he shed his blood for you, not because you did something to deserve it to get it on that list. Yes or no? Come on. So, continue reading. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you can't bear them now. Talking about the Holy Spirit. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. It's interesting to me how much is said about the Holy Spirit from Jesus about truth, about the Holy Spirit, but how much has been made up about the Holy Spirit that is not true. I find that shocking. Doesn't sound like it lines up with what Jesus said. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify who? Me, Jesus says. What's the work of the Holy Spirit? He's going to glorify who? Did he say he's going to glorify TV preachers? Yes or no? No. Did he say he's going to do something so somebody can get him a new plane? No. Did you hear me? Yes or no? No. I know that's tough, guys. Sorry. We're so personality driven. Let me finish that verse. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So, what did we see about the Holy Spirit? Listen again to what Jesus said about the Holy Spirit. We're just going to name them now. We're just going to say them back to you. He will abide with you forever. By the way, Spirit of truth, he mentioned that several times when he's talking about the Spirit. The Spirit is sent in my name. He shall teach you all things. He shall bring to remembrance what I said unto you. I will send him to you. The Spirit of what again? Truth. He shall testify of who? Me, it's about Jesus. You shall also bear witness of me, because it is about me, Jesus is saying. I'll send him to you. He will convince the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. We already talked about that. The Spirit of what again? Truth, yep. He will guide you in all what? Truth. He shall not speak of himself. I think that's interesting, too. He'll not speak of himself. Again, I hear people say, when I watch different things and read different things, I hear people say, God's doing a new thing today. Doing a new thing. Because, you know, we like new, don't we, say? We like new, don't we? Give me something new to make my life easier. Well, the church has bought that idea, too. Give us something new that will make our work easier of reaching people for Christ. Okay? New. No, it's all about Jesus. It's always been about Jesus. It's always going to be about Jesus. Amen? Why? Because we've all sinned. He's the only substitute for sin. He's the only one who is righteous, who died, rose again for sin. And so it's all about him because we're all messed up and we need him. End of story. Well, that's old-fashioned, Clark. That's it. There is. That's what it is. Sorry, that's what? Come on. But he's doing a new thing. Let's ride 7 miles in a car so we hear some new thing. You may as well go to Disney World. Have at it. I'd rather you go across the street again, help people. Be a friend to somebody. Share Christ with somebody. What he hears, he will speak. And so much of us today in the church, we're hearing stuff and we're speaking it and saying he said it. How many ever said, had something in your head, in a place in your life where you thought something, and now you look back and you know that wasn't true at all. You were just in a sort of a, I'm talking about your own life. You were just sort of crazy. I mean, you ever thought to do something and you're glad you didn't do it? Can I see your hands? How many have thought about killing somebody? Let me raise your hand in the room. Come on. You thought about killing somebody. Aren't you glad you didn't do it? Say. How many ever thought about doing this? I'm going to go burn his house down. How many ever did that? Come on. See there? Look at you. How many ever thought about, I'm going to go steal that thing? Let me see your hand. You see what I'm saying? Aren't you glad you don't speak everything you think? But in the church, we'll think some, oh, it was the Holy Spirit. Well, no, because I just heard you, and you goofy. You can, we say it. Come on, man. He'll show you things to come. Amen? That's not Ouija board stuff. I'm talking about the Scriptures and leading us into truth, and we have the Word of God, and the way things develop. We can see, you know. Listen again to what he said. He shall glorify me. Amen? So, Holy Spirit, are you real, really? Now we're moving forward. Here we go. We see this verse. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You shall be witnesses unto me. And that happened. Keep looking. The disciples were really changed, and they never what? They never looked back. The church today is full of quitting, flipping, flopping. Fleeing. What's up with that? That's a good question. Did you know when you get saved and the Holy Spirit comes into your life and you get to know Him and experience Him and appreciate His presence in your life and His power, did you know you don't ever have to look back? Even if bad mess happens? How many of your faith has been challenged through some bad experiences in your life, hard times? How many can give God the credit and say, He saw me through them? Isn't that awesome? You don't have to quit. Can we say that? I don't have to. Can we say it again? I don't have to. I don't have to. Did you know that's always another option out there when you feel like quitting? Don't have to. Amen? You feel like turning your back on the Lord? Well, I don't have to. Because I believe I believe. Because I'm what? You can have what you have. That's your point. Doesn't bother me. I know what I got. I got Him. Because He's got me. Don't you want something that's real and not made up? Say. I feel sorry for people. They hear stuff and I know it's not the Scriptures. I can see the Scriptures. Yet people follow things, hook, line, and sinker. Don't you want something that's real and not made up? Say. I hope you do. This really is only possible through faith in Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. If you want something that's real and not made up, it can only come through your faith in Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And you have to want that. Are you convinced you're a sinner? We're just going to ask it again. Are you convinced you're a sinner and you need God's forgiveness? Are you convinced of that? Have you been convinced of that? Say. Because if you're not convinced of that, you're not out of the gate. If it's still you, and I'm a good person, and I go to church, and I go whatever, you haven't even, the Holy Spirit's still working hard in your life just to get you to point one. That you sin, that He's not trying to insult you. It's the truth. Amen, say. Come on. So number two, are you convinced that Jesus Christ is God's only Son and the only way to God the Father? Are you convinced of that? Yeah, but you know, what about them good people? And what about over here? And it's funny. People can make something up that's not true and believe it. And we'll go, well, they're religious and they're good people. But if anybody else makes something, let somebody make something about you up that ain't true. And you go around spreading it all over. And all of a sudden, you're going to come out of your gate madder than a hornet. But people make up something about God and God this and God that, and we're like, oh, yeah, but you know. It's because you're not convinced that Jesus is the only way to God the Father. Hello? Yes or no? You want the Holy Spirit to work in your life? Then put it all on Jesus. All of it. Stop the game playing. Say, man, I believe in you, Jesus. I'm going all in. You're radical, Clark. It's the Bible. For God so loved the world that He gave His how many sons? That whosoever believes in Him should not perish. But ever since when is it radical to believe in Jesus and Him alone? Lately. Whatever. Come on. Are you convinced that the devil's been judged and that he no longer has a hold on your life? Guys, to be honest with you, I'm pretty firm on 1 and 2. In my life, this is where I struggle. This is where the Holy Spirit's working on Gary right now a lot. Probably be the day I die. Amen? Because I got sort of a crazy mind, and Satan knows how to attack me. I have to convince myself, because he's convincing me. All this is only made possible through real faith in Jesus Christ, and through the real power of the Holy Spirit. Hope you're hearing the message. I know, not trying to ruffle feathers, but I'm sure it'll happen. What is real, Gary? Here we go. A few more moments. What is real? Somebody gave me this a couple of weeks ago. I don't think they're here today. Probably already scooted out up north, but I'd heard this in the past. Real. Pop it up. Ready? Expectant, authentic, and what? Loving. Just a little acrostic. What does real mean? Ready? Well, here's my words. Here's what I think real means. Ready, expectant, authentic, and loving. Ready. What does that mean? Heart, arms, and hands open wide to receive, Lord, what you have for me. Would you say that with me? Heart, arms, and hands open wide to receive what you have for me. Are you ready? Now remember, but wait a minute, you say we can't make stuff up. No, you can't make stuff up. Sorry. Did you know there's plenty that God has for you without you making it up? Say. And honestly, I don't need a guy up in Tampa or wherever to give me some new something. I like what God gave me. The truth. The problem is we're so lazy, including me, we don't dig to find it. Okay, and have the relationship in the Word. The Lord let us. He'll change us, man. Amen. Hearing me? So, heart, arms, hands wide open to receive. What's expectant mean? Full of what? And what? But not made up. See, God wants to do that for you. He wants to give you hope. When you enter people's lives, they see somebody that's really hopeful. You think that'll shine pretty good in this world we live in today, yes or no? Somebody's really confident. I didn't say cocky. Confident in themselves. No. Confident that God is who He said He was, and that His Word is true, and that His Son did die, and He's alive forevermore at the right hand of God the Father. Amen. Confident and hopeful. What do I mean? Hey, when I die, I'm going to heaven. Want you to go too. Come on. Amen. He loves me. He loves you too. Confident. Hopeful. You feeling it? Yes or no? Number three, authentic. What does that mean to me? These are my words. True. Does that sound like the Holy Spirit? Readable. Relatable. I want people to be able to read me. Not, what are people thinking of me? I want to hide from people. No! I want you to be able to read me. If I say something and comes across a little hard, well, you probably read it right. I'm not the best at it, but it's the truth. I want to be true and readable and relatable. Say relatable. You can be real to the cows. Come on, be real. We'll be real. Church has gone for this big time over the last many years. We're going to be real. We're going to be real. We're going to be real. Brother, you ain't go. You put on your shirt. You do whatever. If you're so plastic and you people can't relate to you, you can wear the shirt, get you a hat, get you a logo. You can do whatever, and they ain't going to get it. We got to be able to relate to one another. Yes or no? Say. Best thing you never say to me is, hey, you're like me, Pastor. Best thing you could ever say to me. I went the other day as a restaurant and I sat down and ate some lady's chicken wings with her. I did. She was sitting there. She had them. My order hadn't come yet. Isn't that a true story, Kim? I said, you go eat all these. She said, no, you go. I said, thank you, ma'am. And I watched my table over there starving to death while I'm over here eating. And the lady said to me, you just want us. You just want the good old boys. That's a delight to my ears. I spoke the other day at a funeral on Friday. And several were in the room here that were at that funeral. It was huge, wasn't it? Incredible. And a lot of them in the past certainly had trouble with drinking and drugs. They're a pretty rough crowd. Those are guys I'd want on my side. I'll tell you that right now. But did you know what? I talked to them just like they were part of me and I'm part of them. And you know what? It went over big time. You know why? Because it was just relatable. I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on the Holy Spirit. You listening or not? Real, man. Come on. What's the last one? Loving. You want to be real? Loving. Serving. Caring. Sharing. Amen? People ain't going to want nothing we got if we're like, I don't care about you. I don't want to help you. And no, I ain't giving you nothing. But follow Jesus. It's goofy. Yes? So, look at the apple. Are you real? Really? You look sort of messed up, Mr. Apple. Keep going. What does real look like, in case you're wondering? This is a message on the Holy Spirit. We have plenty in the Scripture to tell us. What does real look like? If we want to know what being filled with the Spirit and having the power of the Spirit in our life and being led of the Spirit, we want to see what it looks like. Check out the fruit. Yes or no? Check out the fruit. And wouldn't that what we do with a tree? Like, we look at the fruit. Okay. That's an apple tree, but I don't believe it until I see the fruit. I don't know enough about trees to know what's what. But you show me the fruit, and I'll go, well, that's an apple tree right there. Got apple on it. Amen, say. Come on, I'm from the country. We don't know everything. But the fruit of the Spirit, say it with me, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, or self-control. Against such there is no law. Now, leave it up there. How many, does that look kooky? Say, you're kooky, you love. You're kooky, you're happy, you're kooky, you have peace. You're kooky, you're long-suffering with people. You see, since when did being filled with the Spirit, having the power of the Spirit, look crazy? It really doesn't. Nope. It actually looks sort of what? What does that mean in plain English? I'll spell it out for you. A little bit of my language. Love. Sacrificial, not scratchy. What does that mean? You didn't have to scratch his back, so don't make other people scratch yours. Love them. Be sacrificial to people. I guarantee you sacrifice for other people, they're not going to call you a kook. They're going to call you a friend. Joy. What's that? It's the abiding presence of God. That's a fancy old term they'll give you at seminary. What's that mean? Knowing God lives in my house. I believe. I've got you when everybody else leaves me. You're there. Well, now that's when the devil comes in and says, no, you don't. And I go, you've been judged. Get out of here. Amen. Say. Number three, peace. Peace with God and the peace of God in our life. Holy Spirit, fruit. Say that with me. Forgiven, forgotten. That's the Holy Spirit that'll do that for you. You mean, Lord, you forgave me? I forgave you. You mean, Lord, you forgot about it? Far as the east is from the west, I don't remember it no more. Who does that, Holy Spirit? Amen? How many? Let's do a hand raise. How many of you glad the Lord forgot some things? Isn't that cool? Say! I'd rather for Him to forget some things in my life than me run around the room. Because the things He's forgotten in my life will make me run around the room. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen? Come on! Long-suffering. It means enduring with patience. The unendurable. Gary talk, bearing up with a smile. Where's that smile come from? When you're hurt, when you're angry, frustrated. But it sure ain't from me. That's the Holy Spirit in our life. Amen? Yes or no? Come on. Gentleness. That's a respectful kindness. Gary talk. That's not being rude or mean as a snake. How many of you know you and you can be really rude and as mean as a snake? Can I see your hand? Come on, don't lie to you in church. You in church. Now some of you ain't raising your hands, and I know you can. Let's do it again. Let's do it more. How many can be rude and mean as a snake? Now let's get them on. Now look at them. I got some more folk. You ever not given somebody a piece of your mind and you really wanted to? Say, Holy Spirit. Goodness, caring and sharing. Going the extra mile for who? For folk. Who does that? Selfish people like you and me. Holy Spirit in us. Faith. God is in control. I like saying it this way. I believe not in God. I believe God, period. Say that with me. I believe God, period. Got it? Meekness. It's a term used of a horse, actually, with a little bit in his mouth, and you can turn him. Meekness is strength under control. Where's that come from? Here's the way we say it. Meekness ain't what? Just because you're meek doesn't mean you're weak. I'm meek because I have the power of the Holy Spirit in my life. I can choke you in a heartbeat. There's been more times than not that I've wanted to throw some people through a window. How many can say you wanted to too in your life? Isn't this good? Don't you feel cleaner after today or dirtier, one or the other? We just did all our dirty laundry at church today. Murder, throwing people out windows. Temperance. The word is self-control. Plain English, not out of control living. Let's do another one. We're almost done. How many sort of like that out of control living you did? You lie like a dog. Yeah, I did. Devil made me do it. I didn't like getting hammered. No. Partying? No, made me sick. Didn't like it. The word joy. We're talking about the Spirit today. We're almost done. Jesus, others, and you. How many have ever heard of that before? Well, let's build the case with the fruit of the Spirit. Jesus, others, and you. Jesus, love. You loved me. You came and you lived with me in my home, in my heart forever. I'm forgiven, forgotten, and it's forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's the Holy Spirit helping me do that. Amen. You understand that? Others, long-suffering to others. Gentle to others, being good to others. Who helps me do that? Holy Spirit. And then you or me. I have to have faith. I have to be meek. I have to keep myself under control. But Gary can't do that too well. So that's where who comes in? Holy Spirit. I hope this has been helpful today. I hope that you see there's a lot. I guess my point of the message today is, when I have so much, and there's more and more and more we could talk about, but I have so much, why would I want to make something up? Yes or no? I want to be this. And everything we've talked about today, if we do that, people are going to love that. Okay? Not all of them. Some are going to mock and some are going to reject. Hey, but if 3,000 Jesus haters could get saved, I believe we could make a difference. Amen? Come on. What else, Raj? By the way, the Bible says against such there is no law. When you read this, what does that mean? We're free to live like this. We're free to walk in the Spirit. We're free to be led by the Spirit, to experience the fruit of the Spirit in our life. We're free to do this in this great country we live in. Why not let your light so shine before men? Are you real? Are you real? Really? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. I enjoyed it. It was good. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.